and the changing isn't free. You read it in the tea leaves and the cracks are on TV. Beware the Savage Store, 1984.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Thursday, March 31st, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported. Please donate whatever is manageable. No donation is too small. Free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. You can call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in your donation cash, check, money order payable to RBN. Mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And I have with me my regular Thursday co-host, a Dutchman living in France, broadcasting outside of France, in rural France, rather, Mr. Wilhelm Velderhoff. Hello, Wilhelm.
Hey, hello, Richard. Good to be back with you. Well, it's sort of amazing to be back with you. Every week is sort of, we don't have the timeline what's going to happen, so it's sort of amazing to be back still every week sort of with you. That's always nice. So good to be with you. I'm in Holland. I made a little trip with my son, which was really nice. Precious times, precious days with my son. Great. And so now I'm in Holland for the time being, which is also just a complete parallel reality because everything is now as if nothing happened, sort of. It's just the terraces are full, no masks, and people don't talk about anything other than they go for it. People, it's amazing, as if nothing happened. And then they say, well, everybody goes really for it in the sense that they take food and drinks. That's what they do, you know, on the terraces. So it's weird. But it's good, as always, to be back in my home country.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm glad at least for the time you can travel home, visit your son, and see your homeland in your home country, as you say. And yeah, the COVID has been replaced with the war propaganda at the moment. We have hints out there that it may be resurrected in the future. Anthony Fauci popping his head up with little CNN appearances over here, talking about how, well, you know, if the numbers go up again for COVID, we may have to go back to these restrictions. But yeah, it's amazing how much just things can shift. People aren't questioning anything and just going along with whatever steers them in the cycles of the corporate media.
So yeah, exactly. That's exactly what you say. It's interesting, fascinating, and scary at the same time. Some people were more open now to talk and are sort of more less stressed, less hostile. It's literally that these people have a sort of MK Ultra button in their system, which is activated through mainstream media or whatever device to steer it and activate it in the wished direction. Now it's still sort of Ukraine, but now the virus activation is just neutralized, so that will be activated in the coming period, I think, for sure. They're already warning for it. They're laying out all the frameworks and the legal works. The digital ID is coming in July. The European digital ID, which with the QR code, with the vaccine status, which will then be dictated, centralized through the World Health Organization. So that's all being prepared, but nobody talks about that, of course. It's all about Ukraine, where massive amounts of so-called refugees are coming in. There are thousands of families who have adopted families, even. I mean, it's just really insane what's happening here. I was in the public transport yesterday for the first time in 3 years because there's no mask mandate anymore, and I sort of like it to be in the public transport. And I went in the morning to the central station in the big city here in Holland, and I was literally the only white person. I was sort of really flabbergasted by it. So that is keeps increasing. That you really feel stranger, but that you look around in my whole area in this tram, and I didn't see any other white person. It's really like, it's not surprising, but still it's a sort of shocking and pleasant sensation.
Yes, it's amazing how much we've had a demographic shift already with the immigration policies, and I'm getting a bit of a clicking sound when you're speaking. I don't know if something is jostling with perhaps a microphone earpiece somewhere where you're sitting. I don't know if you can adjust for that at all. I'm not really sure what it's from, but yeah, no, it's certainly a change in our countries, and it's going to have a long-term shift, and it's difficult to address any of these things when the climate is already poised to call us racist and all the rest of it. If you try to mention anything different among the races, and just the way it can affect we've all been propagandized by the media. It's not like any group has been able to see through all the lies, but on average, these things can have more potential depending on the subgroups you have in your demographics. Then, of course, there's the level of freedoms, this what we call a high trust society, and just the sort of culture, and therefore, due to the people, their culture, their I don't know. In a lot of cases, their values, their morals, linked to this. It dictates the sort of freedoms they wind up having in their society, because it ties into crime, and that there is a strong correlation. If you can't stop the people from committing crime, on average, you just take away more of their freedoms. But yeah, these changes you speak of, I mean, they're going to have a lot of long term effects that haven't fully realized yet, just like the money printing. I mean, we haven't fully seen the long-term effects of how that's going to affect the cost of everything. It's going to be unsustainable, you know, that's already clear. And I understand it's across Europe, your European nations are dealing with a lot of inflation as well. Your spending power of the your money, you know, your for each dollar or whatever currency you use, and your wages, what you can get by on or not these days. You I don't know how things are in France and in Netherlands, if you'd speak on the economic situation.
Yeah, well, it's of course, it's sort of the same, I think. I don't know exactly, but the United States, I think it's not very different to what's happening in Europe. It's life has become just too expensive for a lot of people, all the middle class and the poor classes of the society. They just cannot pay their energy bill anymore, or the cost for gasoline, but also supermarkets, all the food. It's getting really out of hand. It's hyperinflation, which just is at the beginning also. So we didn't see yet what is coming and what's happening. We're in it, in the process, but the really runaway effect has to come now with what Russia has now declared, that they want to have their oil and gas being paid in the ruble. That's a huge thing. Nobody speaks about it here. And also, he sort of implemented the gold standard, what I saw there in Russia. So that will have on top of the already hyperinflation or mass inflation what's happening here due to this out of control printing of fiat money. On top of that, it will be even more disastrous, actually. And then it's, of course, blamed on the war in Ukraine. But yeah, I see people struggling with their energy bills. Now, this weekend, suddenly there's also weather warfare sort of coming. We never know exactly what's real and what's synthetic weather. But you can bet that there is for sure part synthetic engineered weather in it. So all the crops are being destroyed because there is a new cold front coming in with lowers the temperatures -3 or -5 during the night, two nights, and that will destroy another yield here in Western Europe, and that's happening almost every year now. But now also with the food shortages, that's another assault on the food supply chain. So yeah, it's the crisis is very visible, but at the same time, if you walk around here in the big cities, it's as if nothing has happened, and people are in a hypnotized state. The masses, of course. That's this sort of parallel reality. So I think it's also, you know, again, it's very important to make use of these periods to really think strategically and prepare and make use of the time that there are still. We still have these windows of opportunity to move around and to connect and to focus on these important issues like food or energy and community. And that's really important. Because a lot of people are still sort of clinked onto the screens and finding out if Putin is a good or a bad guy and fighting over each other. It's just amazing. But we still have this this time to make use of it, to prepare for what's coming, because it's going to get worse and maybe much worse.
Yes, yeah, things certainly may get a lot worse. And
is audio better, Richard?
Well, here I'll see if that helped things.
You don't hear the click anymore, or do you?
I don't know. I was still hearing. I don't know what it's from exactly, but
okay.
I'll see if it continues here. But anyway, yeah, it could get a lot worse. I don't see it correcting anytime soon, as far as just the, the spending power of our currencies. They would have to remove a lot of money from circulation. So, and I just don't see them doing that. They cater too much to the banks and to the stock market, and that's just something we're going to have to deal with in whatever ways possible. I don't know. Many ways as you can disconnect from these centralized systems with local networks, if possible. That may be one solution in the near future. It's really hard to say. As far as the war situation, that's of course out of our hands. And many are convinced that it could go nuclear, that it could have mass implications. In nuclear fallout sense for both sides, the world over. But then others are not as convinced that it'll get to that point. But it's just dragging it on and pointing the finger is all that's left from the U.S. the Western powers. It doesn't seem. I can't really imagine it going to that level myself, but. Definitely the amount that the currency has been destroyed now, that seems irreversible, even more so than, the inflation, the money printing, at the very least, you could, in theory, take money out of circulation if someone were willing to do that. But, as far as the the change in the U.S. status, their currency as the petrodollar currency, that's not coming back, and it's going to affect it's a chain reaction. I'm sure that even will affect Europe, I'm sure, with the relations they've had and with trade and business and finance. But really, the there's the overall push toward globalization, centralization, digital currencies as a solution to these financial woes and these food shortages. I think it's going to be hard. Most people won't see it coming. They'll fall right into the Hegelian dialectic: problem, reaction, solution. We create these problems for you. Here's our solution: more centralized control and even more impossibility to live off the grid or grow your own food, do anything outside of that. And of course, the social credit score keep you in line. I don't know. We're very black pilling today, Willem. You know, we're not very positive to the listeners.
It's. I think we're in the middle of this. Of if there is a problem, that there is. We're in the middle of the solution as well, because this thing needs to go. This whole thing needs to go to the root level. It's collapsing, and that's exactly what needs to happen. It's impossible to create a new thing within this existing structure, which is completely wrong, this structure. It's unsustainable. It's immoral. It's wrong. It's just it needs to go. And if you want real change, you need to go to the root level. And that is happening. So I think we shouldn't put effort into trying to stop that. That dynamic of collapse, because that's what needs to happen. Some people think they can control that and create a collapse and then steer it in the direction they want. I think that is an illusion. It's short vision, short viewed. It's completely in conflict with natural law principles. But it's still possible to move around. It's still possible to do things despite all this fear-mongering, because, I mean, we're still here. It's like now 2.5 years, something like that. I was expecting maybe a year ago already that I think maybe in a few months it's impossible to travel, but it's still possible. No checks. You can still move around. You can move your way around it. And I think it's therefore very important to focus on the things we can do. We cannot avoid if these insane lunatics want to create nuclear war on a limited scale or a big scale. Well, yeah, that's not up to us. We cannot do anything. And all energy, which is then focused on that or put in that effort, is, I think, a waste of energy, other than put the energy where we have power and where we can put creativity and efforts to think strategically and make plans on a smaller scale while in this whole grand scheme of religious and insane other geopolitical control agendas, which are all short term. I think we should then, it's good to focus on the long term and thereby making our own personal and our family or friends or community interests and put them on top and only focus on that, and beautiful things can come from that, because you meet amazing people. I also see people here just leaving Holland, going to Portugal, for instance, a family, very brave. I mean, things like that, and you come in contact with people when you put your energy there, other than in this grand scheme of all this depressive insane news what's coming by. And it's also very difficult to understand what's really happening on the ground, because there's so much disinformation in this information warfare. Another reason to just focus on the real-time issues on a smaller scale, and also it keeps you a little bit sane as well.
Yes, I mean, even when I see the reports of the Ukraine war zone areas, how do you know how much you can believe, how much disinformation could be out there mixed in with everything, and really that should not be our focus, because as you say, locally we have a lot more to deal with at the moment. Well, we'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I'm an old sweet girl. You raised my hopes and you raised the odds. You told me that I dreamed too much. Now I'm certain time in disillusionment. I don't believe you anymore. I don't believe you. I don't believe you anymore. I don't believe you.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Belderhof. And one story that just came in yesterday, UK to launch new digital ID technology next month as part of nationwide digital ID push. And I had been reporting recently that over in Ukraine, evidently they have in place already a digital vaccine passport, which is linked to a social credit score and universal basic income already that they've been testing on the population, seeing how much will be tolerated. Basically, you get away with a bit, then you push a little more, see how much you get away with that further still. Pretty much seems to be the way it goes. And I don't know, like you say, planning all the infrastructure, all the digital technological infrastructure for more waves of pandemics, lockdowns, mandates for shots, digital vaccine passport, So we have to be wary of that. It's hard not to be black-pilled, Willem. I mean, I look at a lot of these headlines, the economic news like we were talking about, for example. Even Trump, Donald Trump, is out there saying the United States is now like a third-world country as the supply chain crisis gets even worse. How the West was lost is the title of another article, a faltering world reserve currency. It has a few different categories to consider, the Fed with no best case scenarios left, the dying bond bull market, bonds and stocks falling and less saved by debased dollars, fantasy and dishonesty, the new policy, in our economic system, labor participation is the latest fantasy in a lot of ways. And it just goes on and on. De-dollarization, the petrodollar rumblings we speak of. So many ways to break down, the ways, we may have a permanent change in our standard of living here in the West. And I do see what happens in the U.S. impacting Europe a lot as well. Again, as I pointed out, Bloomberg is out there saying inflation will mean the average U.S. household has to spend an extra $5,200 this year, coming out to about $433 extra per month compared to last year. Living on early withdrawal of Social Security wasn't realistic before inflation took off. Now it's impossible, they're saying. But, again, Willem, if we can inform enough people, as they're waking up to a lot of this, disenfranchised with the fantasies they've been led to believe made them support, made enough of the populace support the policies which led to this point, they can be ready to hear more that we have to share. Perhaps enough change at the right point in history can take place for the better if enough people are get that information in a timely manner, when they're ready to hear, and before the elites have their problem reaction solution great reset. Pretty much breaks it down, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it does, Rich. You bring up a lot of points there. To respond on, you started with the digital ID, which is now being rolled out. It's already here in Holland as well, active. You can opt for it online in your personal government area online. I don't know how that works exactly, but you can already opt for it in the UK as well. And I saw it also that in Ukraine they have already it's operational there. I don't know on what scale. But it's interesting to see that they are activating and operating that in a war zone, in a country which is sort of in chaos, actually. Ukraine is clearly in a state of chaos. And at that moment, they are operating or rolling out this system. So you would wonder in what state Europe or the Western world will be when they will roll it out more openly. I think that it's very possible that it will also be in a state of chaos more, whether that is due to the falling or collapsing economy, the prices, climate disasters, war. We don't know what's going to trigger it to justify it as well, what you say, for the masses. But it is interesting that they already operated in Ukraine, and wonder for what reasons that is, either for testing, but maybe both. But it's coming, and it's just important to really realize we are at war, but it's a fourth generation warfare. It's different than directly bombs. It's like more information. If I activate my phone in the morning, it's not where bombs will fall, but what message will come, full flag, things right. Like that will come.
Great point. We have the bottom of the hour you break. We'll be right back.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Thursday co-host Wilhelm Belderhoff. And Wilhelm, we have a caller. We have Dan in Washington on the line. Hello, Dan. Hey, welcome to the show. How you doing? What's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Good to talk to you, Wilhelm. Just curious about Europe, about the sanctions, about Germany not trading, buying oil in rubles, and this could really, the collapse you're talking about, it sounds like. What do you think, like, what's the mood of the people there? Or do they blame NATO, or do they blame Russia? Do you think maybe Germany will cave? Because at first Germany was kind of not sending deadly weapons to Ukraine. They said they couldn't afford sanctions. Now seems like they're kind of committing suicide. How do you see that turn it out? And what's the mood of the people in France and stuff about that?
Well, in France, there's now a different mood because there's these elections now. That's until the 8th of April. Then it will be decided whether Macron will be the next for the next 5 years. He will stay on or not. So there's a lot of activity around that. But of course, these sanctions in Holland, the masses are still in a state of mass hypnosis. So they're happy that they now are just done with the mask and they are sort of more have their free range slave status back. And they can move around and they can travel and they're just enjoying that and they just are in the stimulus response modus. So they don't really think about the future and they don't understand. They're completely emotionally driven, the masses. Also in the parliament, in Dutch parliament, the only party that is asking the right questions or, you know, exposing the lies or exposing the ties to the World Economic Forum or is just saying that these sanctions are complete suicidal actions, actually. Deliberately to destroy the Western economies from within, actually, we're doing it ourselves. They are being just demonized and just labeled or attacked and say these people are fascist and insane people where they are the only ones who are asking the right questions. But the masses are just locked in. Mainstream people who watch television, they think that this is all the fault of Putin. And in the alt-woke parts of the society or also in the alt media, they think that Putin is a good guy. I mean, that's also, of course, another subversion, layer of subversion. But it's clear that these sanctions are targeting the people here and in the sanctioned countries. As always, it was always there to attack the people of the countries. But it's openly suicidal policies. There are also people here, high-ranked people, just sort of brainstorming about the possibilities of using nuclear weapons. I mean, it's completely insane, literally, and suicidal. And I think that's especially a trait of the liberal ideology, this suicidal character, which is very well described in the book Suicide of the West by John Waxman, what is his name. But so I think this. I don't know exactly the status of the sanctions in Germany, but I think Germany is also on the same route, this suicidal route, for a long time already, if you saw with the policies of Merkel. And it's a small part in the society who is resisting this, but they are being used as the part of society to project all the anger on, and as default, you know, with the virus, the unvaccinated, or the pro-Putin, or this part in society who is sort of still sane and seeing what's happening, they're just being blamed for everything. It's the opposite. So I think that's also in Germany and also partly in France. France is a bit different, therefore also interesting what's going to happen over there and in the army, because a lot of people in the army in the higher ranks, they see what's happening and they know that the country is occupied and that it's not for their interest. So it has a long traditional military history in France, and I still find it interesting how it's going to manifest over there. But it's deeply, of course, controlled Freemason, controlled since the French Revolution, and also by the tribe, of course, since that period. So, but we're all in the same boat here in the West. I think there's no country who's really resisting this other than maybe Serbia or in the Balkans somewhat, and more Eastern European countries who are resisting this.
Any more questions, Dan? Or did that?
Well, I remember when Victoria Newman, when she was, you know, that story came out where the recorded phone call where she was picking out the leader of Ukraine about 8 years ago, and they were talking about which person to make president of Ukraine, and she says, F the EU, you know, like the EU wasn't even really a part of that decision, but it almost seems like a plan with America to destroy Europe in a sense, because the sanctions aren't really going to affect us. You know, we got oil and food and land. It does definitely seem like an anti-European, anti German and France. I guess we'll see. I know Le Pen, there's an election there, and I guess, like you're saying, it might have to be a collapse first. I don't know. But that was just, go ahead.
Well, Wilhelm, do you, I don't know, agree with that observation of Dan's, that at this war and the impact of everything related to it, could it take out Europe more than the United States in some ways, as far as just furthering the collapse at the worst possible time period?
Yeah, I think it's all connected. I think all Western countries are being subjected to a controlled demolition operation, where China and Russia are already communist countries. Russia is not the country many people believe that it's the communism is dead. No, it's still full on there. It's, it has only a different face, a different mask, and it's not open. And when the wall fell, it didn't end. It was just a new face when spreading it to the West. And all these Western, white Western countries have been subjected to this mass immigration, which is just the destruction of these societies and cultures. Why are only these parts of the world being subjected to that? So that's clearly evidence that this is being targeted. These and the economies, we have this cultural Marxist ideology where many people have been infected with. The curriculum of the school system is completely infected with that ideology, the universities, all that stuff in Western white countries. So it's clearly a goal which is in line with this Koudenhoven Clergy Plan and also with Agenda 21 to de-industrialize the West. That is already, of course, ongoing with moving everything to China. But now with the climate agenda, on top of that, which is further going to destroy the West, actually, to make it in third world countries, who knows that they're going to use this climate agenda to mass import more refugees, climate refugees from Africa because of droughts or whatever. So it's clearly the Western countries are being targeted by world communism, whatever that may be, of course, but this is coming from the East in a certain way. KGB, Mossad is all linked. Israel and Russia are deeply connected. We focus mostly on Israel, the Zionist parts, but we don't focus really on the part of what KGB Russia did. And therefore, Yuri Besmanov is really a great source to go to. He explains it all. And also Anatoly Golitsyn in his book Perestroika Deception, that these Western countries are being destroyed from within, with especially this Marxist, culture Marxist ideology. And that's, you see, that's happening. So we are clearly being targeted, and we're at a different kind of war than before. And it's aimed at these Western white countries to destroy these parts of the planet from within.
Yeah, I was actually going to mention that Yuri Bezmenov video. The demoralization is we've been demoralized for decades, and you know, and then what's interesting is he talks about normalization, and you know, this, the normalization process we could all be part of, like the anti-woke kind of conservative Christian, they might use us as the normalization process, you know what I mean? I've thought of that lately, where, you know, we've had this woke, anti-white, all these agendas, and Putin could play the role of, you know, white savior of Western civilization stuff and come in, and we would almost invite him in to just take out our banker,
yeah,
banker Rothschild money people. I mean,
I agree.
If that's what,
I totally agree.
You know,
many people. Yeah, many people are worshiping because they're sort of suffering from this messiah complex, this savior complex still, thinking that he's a good guy that's going to help us or save us. No, it's not at all. People seem to not remember this false flag attacks in Moscow, where 300 Russians were killed by him, actually, when he was in charge of KGB. And then he joined his buddy Bush on this fake war on terror, and this justified his terror campaigns in Chechnya, which was just disgusting, actually, what happened over there. So this is not a good guy, and he doesn't care about Ukrainian lives, Russian lives at all. I mean, if you see the situation in Russia, on the part of poverty, inequality, abortion, suicides, crimes, divorces, all that stuff. It's leading actually. So this is not the promised land. It's not a good guy. He's just interested in his own life and his clan in a certain way. So I totally agree. Yeah, and people are inviting him sort of in a certain way, especially in the alt media movement. Sort of saying, hoping that he comes to London. I heard a show where somebody said, I hope he will move on to here and come here and moralize us in the sense that he did over there, which he didn't, but of course. But yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah,
okay, Dan.
Interesting to play out now. You know, but I mean, as far as the tribe goes, it does definitely seem like he's standing up against them a lot more than we'd ever see here. Like, he named the Golan Heights part of Syria. So it's interesting. Anyway, I'll let other callers get on. It's great to hear your perspective from Europe there, and thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, I always appreciate your calls, Dan. Yeah. Do call often, more often. And we have James in Vancouver. Hello, James.
Gee, I had my ticket to Moscow all booked. What do I do now? Yeah, you know, politicians are always the slaves of the investment bankers. You mentioned Victoria Nuland and that outfit. To me, they're some of the worst caliber operators I've ever seen when you compare them to leaders of the past, let's say like Dean Rusk, back in the 60s when there was some sort of leadership. But nevertheless, they were doing things for investment bankers just the same. But they're trying to downsize the West. By the way, have you guys had your shots yet? Don't forget your shots, because you're going to get your hamburgers and french fries with your shots, right? This is what they want to do. And it's all been planned. Sorry?
Yeah. And the rest is being connected to this shot, yeah. That might be interesting as well, James, to see. I see many people who are sort of locked in still, but they say, I will not take a booster, I will not take another vaccine, I'm done with that. So let's see where that goes. If a new surprise comes, but if they cannot go to the hamburger store then they probably will take it again.
So they want to downsize the West. I have a theory that the Keystone Pipeline has not been shut off. It's been shut off to you and me and the domestic market, but I believe it's still pumping oil to Port Arthur. And one of the reasons why is because people from overseas who buy the oil, they have to use U.S. dollars, and that, in fact, will keep the U.S. dollar up. So I think there's a bit of a lie that it got shut down. It just got shut down to the domestic market. I just wondered what you guys thought of that. See what I mean?
Well, I find it an interesting point, interesting thought. Yeah, it might be possible, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know about it, but I didn't think about it. But it might be very possible. I don't know much about it.
Because I believe our Kinder Morgan pipeline is still pumping oil. We got about 15 tankers from China in the harbor here. And they fill one up every day. That oil comes from near the same place as the oil from the oil for the Keystone Pipeline, and all of the oil in Alberta is owned by Exxon. It's got the major share, you see. So the guys way up high, like the oil people and the investment bankers, they want that flow of cash to keep on going, you see, and us mortals down below. Again, we're marked for marked to go into the chamber to, you know, what was that, 50 years old, you have to walk into the chamber. Anyway, I'll let you go, and thanks for taking my call.
Well, it is curious how things are going to continue. as far as profits continuing to be made for these oil companies and for all these corporations, and yet the inflation is making it hard just for the necessities of for people in a large demographic of the population, just from month to month to get by, having to do without a lot of items more and more. We just were reading that report on how much more per month people can expect to spend on average for the average household, and just for the same things they were getting in the past. In a lot of cases, of course, they're going to cut down on things. There's only so much you can strain things with inflation before, the people who are seeking the profits are going to do poorer and poorer as well. But the disparity is so huge. I mean, between rich and poor, that's the biggest problem. And we talk about inflation as money printing. A lot of times it's just entering numbers into a computer. I mean, they're making all of us poorer by entering numbers into a computer. And most of this excess money just right, created out of nothing in cyberspace goes to all of the left-wing extremist agendas, basically, in trying to completely transform our culture. And really, they're going to destroy it in the process, Willem.
Well, yes, every good business...
Oh, James,
every good
businessman.
No, every good businessman has two sets of books, right? So what they say on the newspaper, you know, in the media, and what they do behind closed doors, you got to watch that. Maybe three sets of books. Anyway, I'll let you guys go. Thanks again.
Okay.
Bye, James. Take care.
Well, do you have a comment on what I and what James were pointing out there?
Well, yeah, it's so multi-layered, of course, and the interests are also multi-layered. I think there's a group of people who are not really interested in financial gain at all, but more about control and their sphere of control and the level of control in that sense, and not about finances. Of course, this is a means to control the people in all the other layers, but there is a big part, I think, of people who are interested in financial gains, who are very rich and are still in the financial rat race and trying to gain money. And maybe trying to sort of oppose these deeper agendas in this collapse, this controlled demolition of the whole system, the whole financial system, and all the societies and the destruction of the nations. So it's different to really pinpoint, to what degree certain people's interests go. If you don't have any interests about finances, I think these super hyper rich people, billionaire people like Bill Gates, the ones we see are not the ones who are really controlling the thing or who have different interests. I think they are still having financial interests other than only control. Of course, a big thing is about control in their perception of reality and their goal for what they want in life. But there are also people who don't have financial interest at all. Actually, they don't know, they don't have anything to do with money, but only with control. On top of that, this pyramid structure in a certain way. So it's difficult to say on that. But I think in the United States, the destruction of the Western societies and the dollar and the financial system, this great reset, I think that's an alliance worldwide and also in the West. So people who are in power, they will not try to save it. Maybe what you just said, what James just said on the television, they will behave like they're trying to save it. But on the other hand, they know they are destroying it with their, the side effects of their actions, actually, which most people don't focus on. They only focus on their actions and not on the side effects of these actions. So that's difficult to say exactly. We don't know exactly what's happening. I think it's very also... We will never know exactly or understand exactly, and also
don't know exactly how this is going to evolve and when, and should limit the energy to really find that, other than focus on the other things to be prepared. If maybe it's going to stay gradual, or it's going to be with a sudden breakpoint or a reset or collapse or meltdown or whatever thing. And for these moments, I think it's really important to be able to not be in the epic center of the chaos, and especially in the cities, of course, but also with revolutions. It's not wise to be in this epic center. If you look at the French Revolution, I think 3/4 of the people who went under the guillotine, they were revolutionaries. It was not only the aristocracy who was being killed in that, escalation in this epic center. So I think for these possibilities that it's going to be a meltdown moment, that you are being prepared and you can deal with these moments and have a plan for that. I think there's the focus of the energy should lie there, because then we have to go through this bad weather moment, if you want to call it like that, and that can only be if you put energy on that, how we go through that with enough of acid or food or things like that.
Yes, we have to start living the solutions rather than just cowering and waiting for the next fear drop from the corporate media, from the establishment, because they're going to have plenty, and I'm sure they have a whole list planned and the dates they are to release them already laid out. So we need to start living those solutions, and also, like you say, react accordingly and survive long enough to rebuild a better, like the phoenix rising from the ashes, a better tomorrow, if at all possible. That's the whole point of doing this.
And many people will die. I mean, that's a fact. It's realistic. We are in war, so we need to be realistic about it. It's a sad thing. It's very sad. The suffering is horrific, and you cannot help to be depressed once in a while. But at the same time, we are at war, so we should be these warriors, and we have to go through this. And the more it's been collapsing, the more possibilities to build something really new, to reboot something really sustainable and good. And it's okay that this whole thing is going and is collapsing. And these people who are thinking about control, they are operating against natural law principles that never works on the long term. And it's therefore also so good to stay in contact with people, real life contact, because it's so powerful now to connect with like-minded people, connect with the heart with people. It's very inspiring, and there's no power going more than that. So we should keep that going, other than the screen.
Well, very well said. Quite wise words. Well, thank you as always for being here Thursdays.
Thank you, Rich. Take care. Eh?
And folks, please stick around. We have Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio coming up next. Please support RBN. Keep all of this possible, streaming all these voices, perspectives, all this excellent uncensored content. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.